raining when they let me out of the hospital. I had nothing in my pocket, still with the bracelet on. Still with the bracelet on, oh yeah, you and me get the chills at the same time. Who would have thought the exact vibrations? But inside I was all torn up, yeah. How do you think that felt? How do you think that felt for me, yeah? Tracy, or should I call you Anne-Marie? But inside I was all torn up. How do you think that felt for me, yeah?
That's right, you're listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. Struggling through that one. Oh, yeah. And the name of this show is Fast and Loose, and my name is Nate. And if you're me this morning, number one, you looked out your window and you said, "It's raining," and you said it in the way that they say the front bottom say it when he says it's raining in the song Raining, which is what I just played. And then the second thing you did is you were going to read a Gertrude Stein poem on air today as like a cold open to the show, and you forgot it. And now what you're doing is you're Googling super repetitive Gertrude Stein poem because you don't know the name. You forgot. It's published in a wonderful offline magazine, that the sister of my friends. And I am friends with this person, but in the sort of like right down the middle, we're friends way. I'm friends with her brothers. And then she publishes this magazine and it's great. And then this poem was in this magazine. And it's basically, it's called The Alphabet Quasi-Monthly. And it if you knew about it as a listener of this show, to just like, you know, her ethos is like, create something you love, give it away for free. That like, that is, and I like, you know, I could not agree more with that idea. And anyway, it's awesome. You should subscribe to it. And you can only do that if you know them and you have their email. So, well, which if you want, I can distribute to you, but then you have to know who I am, which many of you do, because the four or five people that listen to the show like know who I am and have access to my phone number and are maybe even texting me right now, including Bex. I'm going to play other songs. That's my commitment to you. And I'm going to come back on here. I'm going to try to find this Gertrude Stein poem. Also, if you've got a favorite Gertrude Stein poem, and you just want to text me to sort of head me off at the pass on whatever one I'm going to try, because it's hard. That's the other thing. I was reading it, and I'm like, there's no chance, because I can't even get through PSA. Anyway, I'm going to play some songs. I'm going to start with these, and then there'll be others that I play, and then that's how you know that that's what we're doing. Okay.
Thank you.
The things you said are hanging in the middle of my mind tonight. I can't turn them off. I try to worry for your soul, but I forget to all the time. I'm in a twisted web and I can't pull my head from it.
I think about you walking on a string. It always brings me back here into the garden.
Sweet, 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 sweet tea. Susie Asado. Sweet, 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 sweet tea. Susie Asado. Susie Asado, which is a told tray sure. A lean on the shore, this means slips, slips hers. When the ancient light gray is clean, it is yellow, it is a silver cellar. This is a please, this is a please, there are the stades to jelly. These are the wets, these say the sets. To leave a crown to Inky. Inky is short of incubus. A pot. A pot is a beginning of a rare bit of trees. Trees tremble. The old vats are in baubles. Baubles which shade and shove and render clean, rendered clean must. Drink pups. Drink pups, drink pups, drink lease. A sash hold, see it shine, and a bobolink has pins, it shows a nail. What is a nail? A nail is unison. Sweet, 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 sweet. Tea. That's Susie Asado by Gertrude Stein. Not the one I wanted, but the one that we're going to do.
Trying to make sense of a now, trying to make sense of a past, to show us how. Visions imagining the worlds that could be, shaping a mosaic of fate for all sentient beings. Visions, cycles of growth and decay, cascading chains of events with no one to praise or blame. Visions, avoidable suffering and pain. We are patiently itching away toward unreachable utopias. Visions, enslaved by the forces of nature, elevated by mindless replicators, challenged to steer our collective destiny. Visions, look at the magic of reality while accepting with honesty that we can't know for sure what's next. No, we can't know for sure what's next, but that we're in this together. We are here.
All right, I got a couple things to check in on with you, the listener. I don't know. Okay, I can't do that. I can't do that shtick because I know there's at least two people listening, which is great. A couple things. Walking on a String by Matt Berenger and Phoebe Bridgers, of course. Who else could that be? And then Back to Oz by Sufjan Stevens, and Visions by Jose Gonzalez. What do I know that song from? Like, it's on the playlist, but I like make these throughout the week, and it's like, where did I hear that? Anyway, and as always, I'm just going to make this claim. I play more Stereolab than anybody because I play it in the background. A special shout out to the person who managed to spill coffee across all three flights of stairs coming up to the station. I look like a real slow moving train wreck on just coming up here. And as any really great person does, I look at the ground when I walk, all slumped over. Regardless of the weather or my level of depression, I'm staring at the ground. And so I just noticed stuff like that. And that had to have been this morning. I don't know if it was some previous DJs. But yeah, it looked like whatever was happening was like slowly happening, but you refuse to stop. And I respect that. And I'm not kidding at all. Another shout out to myself as my evolution into neighborhood dad continues. I yelled at some kids yesterday, which my dad always did and I hated. And then I have now become that which I have feared. The Wolfman. We have this new park in Medford, Carr Park. It's up by our house. It's awesome. There's like all these new play structures, and they just opened it. There's these kids with these like electric, they're electric dirt bikes. They're not even e-bikes. I'm in on the e-bike thing. I used e-biking around yesterday. Okay. Not today because it's raining, as I mentioned. But they're dirt bikes. It's just a dirt bike. And they're wearing like the dirt bike helmets and they're flying around on these things. And I'm like, hey, you kids, number one, don't be whipping those things through here. And I use that term specifically, whipping. Don't be whipping those things through like the area where there's kids. Right, there's like this walking path next to where, and there's just like kids, and there's kids on scooters and bikes and whatever. You know, bikes, I'm for. If this was a gang of kids on bikes, I would go up to them and I would say, never drive a car. Never get into one. Never get your license. You have everything you need right here. And we will, if I do my part, you're gonna be living into a world that doesn't need a car. Okay, that's the goal. To quote somebody who's quoting somebody else, a nameless Somerville city councilor said, we don't want the car in Somerville. And I love that. The car. Article included. The car. The concept of a car. We're done with. I'm in. Okay. So same thing to these kids. But it's like, it's not, okay, but that's the thing. That's what, I don't know why I'm making this distinction. I know why. It's because the dirt bike goes like 35 miles an hour. And these things, it can't be street legal. I don't know how this is like possible. But these kids, who can't be more than like, not even teenagers, are just whipping around on these things. And they were very deferential when I talked to them. They were like, we're sorry, sir. And I was like, that's right, you kids. You look at me. So that was great. And then I need to not do that anymore because it does. It really, like, I got over to the park yesterday. It was really warm here in the greater Boston metro. And I was just like, you know what? I'm like fixated on this, even though my children have other things they want to do. I'm fixated on this and I get it. So to my dad, who used to do this all the time, specifically to kids on dirt bikes riding on paths, that was also a problem we faced in the 90s in Birmingham, Alabama, I am sorry. And also, I understand, because I also just don't want to live in a world that is not. We want to get away from this. We want to have the path be shared usage. Text me if you have other opinions about that, because I'll, depending on if I agree with them, I will broadcast them widely. Also, me and another dad like brought it up to each other independently, and then we both submitted, like, there's this city sort of notification system. We both independently did it, and that's really gonna inspire change. It's really gonna speak truth to power. We'll see what they say. We'll see when I get that like email later that they're like, there's nothing we can do about this. Anyway, there's gonna be more music for you, and that's gonna be the deal. Okay.
us, make it seem like it's been ages. And tomorrow's sun, we're building a scrape the sky. I love this country dearly, I can feel the ladder clearly, but I never thought I'd be alone to try. Once I was outside Penn Station, selling red and white carnations, we were still alone, my wife and I. Before we married, saved my money, brought my dear wife over. Now I work to bring my family stateside. Got off the boat, they stayed a while, then scattered across the coast. Once a year I'll see them for a week or so at most. I should go on. There's not so much to ask, and she'll never flaunt around an empty purse. Once my mom and I came just to stay a couple nights, and decided she would stay the rest of her life. I watch my little children play some board game in the kitchen, and I sit and pray they never feel my strife. Were gone. He made some bad investments, now the counts are overdrawn. I took a walk.
Yeah.
Just dead air. That's what we got here. We also have a PSA. Somerville may be New England's most densely populated city, but the spectacular open outdoor public parks, paths, and recreation areas along the Mystic River are close by to every resident of Somerville and Medford. That's true. From the Tufts campus, it's just a four-block walk west to get to a trail along the Mystic River Reservation. The most dangerous part is crossing Route 16, so be careful there. You can walk, run, jog, bike, play tennis, and picnic, and pickleball, or bring your own gear and have fun on the grassy fields. The Tufts Bacow Sailing Pavilion is a beautiful 2.5-mile trek, mostly along the Mystic River, and a little less than a mile further up, the Shannon Beach on the upper Mystic Lake provides plenty of sand, pine trees, and seasonal swimming. They also have a new pavilion with like bathrooms and a water fountain, which is huge. Experience nature with all sorts of her gorgeous trees, grass, geese, ducks, hawks, rabbits, chipmunks, plus even turtles and eagles. Improve your physical and mental health. It's all free for you to enjoy every single day of the year along the nearby Mystic River Reservation. A public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts, non-commercial community radio. And I have to say, dear listeners, because we've got it, we've confirmed, called the FCC, they called me back, and they said, yes, there is more than one person listening to this show. And that more than those people have agreed with me wholeheartedly that these dirt bikes, these electric dirt bikes, got to go. And that also, society is better when you just, you know, shout at children that you have no relation to that are doing wrong. That also was just upheld by the community, and that knowledge was sort of formed collectively by all of us. And so thank you to the Andrews and the Antons and the Justins and Thomases of the world and the Elis. We'll get them. We'll get them. And also, it's not anti-bike. We have to keep the real goal in mind, and that is, I don't want the car in Somerville, Medford. The car. I played some songs, including a request by Andrew to play that Flip Turn and Winna Inner Wave, which is great. And the computer didn't even know that it was existed, so I had to kind of write that in there. But I don't think all the information's there anyway. Take a Walk by Passion Pit and False Dichotomy by Metric. Two bands that, if you knew me in college, I was listening to and haven't changed, because that's the key, is you got to lock yourself in during the time in your life that you think that you really had it. And then you have to hearken back to that and allow nostalgia to dictate the things that really, you know, you should be doing and living in the now. That's the key. The key is regret that you're not as cool as you used to be. Anyway, I think I've got a couple more songs locked and loaded. I was going to do this whole thing about how, like, it's raining, but I'm still sort of wearing my winter coat, but I'm not going to do that. And also, it is a thing to announce officially. This happened on Thursday night. I get this message from a random person on Facebook, and they're like, hey, how are you going to manage communications from City Hall? And I go, in my mind, what are you talking about, person? How'd you find me? I thought I was pretty, like, unfindable if you don't know who I am. Turns out not on Messenger, if you know my exact name. Anyway, you're listening to the new neighborhood ambassador for Medford Heights, a role that they wanted two people for, but only one person signed up. This was a citywide newsletter link that I clicked on and was like, hey, do you want to like receive information about City Hall and like go to meetings once a month and then like talk to people and stuff? And I was like, you know what, this sounds right up my alley, just public sort of like engagement, you know, and a semi outlet for my malcontentism as well. And I think that this would be really great. And so I signed up, and then here all of a sudden I am now the neighborhood ambassador. And I actually met another fellow ambassador at church on Sunday, and this was the best. Neither one of us had to tell each other, because a third person was like, I saw both of your names on that list that Medford put out. So here's Patrick, and then here is Nate. So I find no reason. I thought this was maybe going to be something that I sort of did behind the scenes, but hey, here we are, first and last public on the old internet, and it's going to be a lot of fun communicating to my fellow folks in the Heights, which undoubtedly have children that have motorized dirt bikes. So there's that. It's all connected, and that really, a society is a better place where we aren't just like an anonymously interacting with each other, that there's stakes and that there is, you know, accountability for some of this stuff. I think that's what keeps us all in check. So anyway, there you have it. I'm probably, I don't know if I'm going to come in there. And yeah, Thomas, for sure. You just go ahead and shout out to all six folks on the I don't know what to call it. We should call that group like the MN former people. I don't know. Or just like friends. People who are friends still. We can call it that too. Okay. Great. I'll talk to you. I'll talk to you. The friends that live in the Northeast and also one person who doesn't. That's what we should call it. Okay, great. Okay. Hey, all right. This is going to be it for me, okay, in Fast and Loose for this week. For this week only. I have been Nate, and I think next week you're going to be listening to DJ the Ambassador from Fast and Loose, presented by DJ Ambassador of the Heights. You're listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. Thank you so much to everybody who was here. Was here, I mean just texted me while this show happened. You know, it's great. It's great to be here. And I really hope that you don't have to bike in the rain today. But if you are biking in the rain as an alternative to riding in a car, I commend that decision. And also, spring is here, and I will be here with you for the duration of it. TK is here. Stick around for music you might otherwise miss. And have a great week.
WMFO in Medford. Good morning, Boston, of course, the rest of the world as well, because it's available online, which means you can listen to it anywhere. My name is TK, and welcome to Music You Might Otherwise Miss. The first hour, it's